Welcome to
a radio cartoon.
Hello, audience. Welcome to the game show of this channel. I will be your host for this first segment of the fourth episode of this second season of a radio cartoon. Tonight we will watch our game show host compete for the title of
the best host to deal with chaos.
The first exercise is going to have to do with strength of ability. The second exercise is going to have to do with endurance of endurability. The third exercise is going to have to do with endurability of strength. I know that it sounds like we're talking about the same thing, but if you're all about endurability of strength, then you know the difference between strength and endurability. But we are headed for both together. The endurable strength of strengthable endurableness. We're going there for... Hello, little plant. What makes you feel so good about reaching higher and higher for the skies? What is it about you?
The reason I love being a plant is because I just reach higher and higher towards the sky.
But what is it that makes you love it so much?
Because the warmth of the sun that is 93 million miles away from me. I could never reach so high that I'd reach it.
But why does that attract you so much?
Because the more I reach toward it, the closer I feel toward my creator.
Scene change.
Hi. No, I'm a cactus from the Antelope Valley. No, how are you doing? Yes, Shirley and the other children are doing great. Us cactus mothers are doing just a wonderful job of raising the cactus children. Yes.
Scene change.
I thought you sealed up the internet leaks that are out there. Why?
Well, we did.
Why do we have this stuff leaking back in from the interwebs into this chit-chat?
Sir, there's no leaks on the internet. There's no onions or potatoes either, so...
I thought you fixed them internet leaks.
We did.
Why is that we got this information infiltrating our network now?
It's not what you're thinking.
What is this about?
I don't know.
Go find out.
Okay.
Scene change.
Hello, my name is Mr. Farmer, and I'm the guy who farms your stuff.
Hello, my name is Mr. Washer, and I love to wash all your clothes.
Hello, my name is Mrs. Pie, because I love to make all of your cakes.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes.
You can't have your name not lined up with your product.
I can if I want to, sir.
Well, I guess you have your own prerogative then. Next in line.
Hello! I love to plant corn, and I do it with the most important care that I am able to afford. You see, I also make teas, little bags with tea leaves in them. But I also make corn, and corn's what I really care about, and that's what...
Scene change.
This is a snapshot segment.
Look at me, a gnome settling by the poolside.
Flat tire.
Big buildings!
Times New Roman. Brown splashed about on a dark canvas back, washed in neutral colors.
Pretty clouds!
A sunflower on fire because the sun was too hot upon it. I'm a can of soup falling off the shelf.
Just be kidding.
Reach for the light, my little weed plants.
That Jeep, which two idiots are in.
Oh no, I'm a piece of wood being thrown into the fire.
Because.
Things are much clearer now these days.
Creepy shadows!
Tiny dinosaur next to an Aloha Vera plant.
Wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man. Wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man.
Welcome to
Scene Change.
You've probably heard it said before that you don't want to become a jack of all trades because you become a master of none. Well, I'll tell you what, that mentality is short-sighted. Short-sighted, folks. Have you not ever looked into your future and saw yourself as more, as too much more, as so much more that the rest of the world can't handle you? Well, I know how to help you, folks. I know how to help you. It's a matter of a speech of grandeur. And I will perform that grandeuring speech right now. Who's ready? That's what I thought. We're all in this together. Imagine if all my trades were just all you people. Well, then how many trades will I have under my belt? Become a jack of all trades because you'll never